It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the Fantasy Football Champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Reeves throwing back in the end zone! Leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs here on Patriots.com Radio, presented by DraftKings. I am Bill Enright, along with my co-host Anthony Grace and our esteemed producer Kevin Collins. We got 2 hours of fantasy football coverage for you as we are in week 9 of the 2014 NFL season. Anthony, Kevin, what's going on, fellas?
Not much, Bill. You know, another week starting up. My fantasy team's been on fire ever since Demaryius Thomas turned it around. So I'm feeling good, winning five out of the last six. So I'm feeling good.
Gronk is back, Bill.
Gronk is back as well.
From a fantasy perspective, he's been back for a while, but from a fantasy perspective, his first monster game.
He most certainly
is.
Oh,
yeah.
Monster game, and we will have the Week 8 Millionaire Maker winner who won $1 million, Mike Leavitt, who is a Patriot fan, by the way. And guess who his tight end was this week? Rob Gronkowski. So Gronk and a couple other Patriot players helping our boy Mikey Millionaire, or Mikey Millions, as I believe his new nickname is, win $1 million, which is out of control. Crazy.
Yeah, man. It'll be good to actually talk to one of these guys who won the million, see what their strategy was, what was going through their head when they made up their lineup.
We're going to have a big show today because, Mikey Leavitt will join us about a half hour from now to talk about his million-dollar lineup. We're going to go through the Week 9 waiver wire. There's six teams on bye this week. Remember in Week 4 there were six teams on bye, the Broncos, Cardinals, Bengals, to name a few. And then the last couple of weeks, there was only two. But this week there's six again. It's like crazy.
Yeah, we got spoiled the last couple of weeks with these two teams, you know, not missing much in the fantasy world. Easy to pick somebody up. Not a lot of people, you know, rushing for people on waivers when there's only two teams on a bye. But like you said, six teams this week, six teams next week, home stretch. So you gotta go big on the waivers these next 2 weeks if you're on that edge of making the playoffs or not.
So, of course, it's going to be a big week for the waiver wire with six teams on a bye. We'll go through who we would pick up in our leagues. We'll also tell you or recap the injuries from week 8. We'll take in your phone calls at 855-728-7500. You can always email us, webradio@patriots.com, and you can hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps, at the PPR Monster for Anthony, at PatsRadio_Kev for our producer, Kevin Collins, and I am at Bill Enright. Some news and notes from around the league. The NFL trade deadline literally just passed about 10 minutes ago, and would you know it, the Patriots were the only team to make a trade. Oh, excuse me, two teams made a trade. Another one just came in. The Rams acquired safety Mark Barron, that's a pretty good pickup actually for them, from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Nothing fantasy football related. And the Patriots did get an outside linebacker from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Jonathan Casilius. Kevin, any word about the Patriots looking at some other players? I heard maybe a Vincent Jackson rumor.
There was a lot of that and a lot of Doug Martin stuff coming from Tampa Bay. But Albert Breer has since tweeted that it doesn't look like Tampa Bay is moving either one of those players here at the deadline.
Well, the deadline passed at 4 o'clock, correct?
Yeah, but usually it takes a while for that stuff to get processed and kind of leak out.
Yeah.
So it's not, you know, it's not unheard of you know, hearing of a trade coming at 4:15 or 4:30 or something like that.
Right. So the Buccaneers make two trades, as far as we know. They get Mark Barron from they send him to the Rams, and they send linebacker Jonathan Casilius. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce his name, but that's how we'll go through it on this show, Casilius.
Yeah, he's not important to us, so it really doesn't matter at this point. You know,
from a fantasy angle, he's not important to us, but Patriot fans are probably be looking at his 40-yard dash time and, you know, what he bench pressed in his rookie combine and how he's played the last couple of years.
Yeah, they needed some help on that linebacker front in New England, so, you know, it can't get any worse for him as far as that goes. So, you know, nice pickup for them at the deadline. They always seem to make one of these little, it might not seem super significant, but they always make one of these moves, and, you know, Tom Brady's playing well, that offense is playing well. Another run in the cards for the New England Patriots, it looks like, this year.
Speaking of Tom Brady and the Patriots offense, what a weekend in terms of fantasy football scoring. Brady had 5 touchdowns. How about Big Ben Roethlisberger? 522 yards, 6 touchdowns? Are you kidding me with that?
wonderful looking. You know, anyone who owns Antonio Brown has to be loving the way Ben Roethlisberger's been playing. I mean, Antonio Brown double covered virtually every week, and Ben Roethlisberger finding ways to get him the ball. But yeah, first quarterback in NFL history to have multiple 500-yard passing games in his career. 522 the other day, and he had 503 in 2009 against Green Bay.
So Big Ben had 6 TDs. Tom Brady had 5 TDs. I believe it was also the first time in NFL history with a bunch of, I think it was 4 quarterbacks having over 400 yards. Aaron Rodgers, Nick Foles, Big Ben, and I think it was Andrew Luck was the 4th one. First time in NFL history that all that 4 quarterbacks had over 400 yards in the same week. So it was a very exciting week from a fantasy football angle. Also an exciting week with some shakeup in the standings. The Dallas Cowboys, they lost against the Washington Redskins with Colt McCoy at the helm.
Who saw that coming? Nobody. Nobody saw that coming. Colt McCoy leading the Washington Redskins to a victory. I mean, Colt McCoy himself not doing a whole lot in that game. But you know what? Got the job done. Got a victory. Redskins, you know, shocked the Dallas Cowboys. So, you know, another layer into the onion that is the NFL every single year.
So Colt McCoy was the starter for the Redskins. Zach Mettenberger, the rookie from LSU, was the starter for the Tennessee Titans. He got whacked a couple times by J.J. Watt. Geno Smith was benched by the Jets. Mike Vick will be starting for Gang Green against the Kansas City Chiefs in Week 9. What does this matter for fantasy purposes, Anthony? Are we hoping for better things from Eric Decker and Percy Harvin just because Mike Vick is now under center?
Yeah, I don't think it really means anything either in the fantasy world or the real world, to be honest with you. I mean, Michael Vick, not the long-term answer for New York. Geno Smith, obviously, is not going to be their guy either. So if I'm the Jets, I'm leaving Geno Smith in. Let him play. What's Michael Vick going to do for me now? But fantasy-wise, you know, Michael Vick looks like he's a little bit better with his legs. So maybe if you're in a tough spot one of these weeks, either this week or next week, and you desperately need a quarterback and he's sitting on your waiver, he can get you some points with his legs, but I don't really have anything or want anything to do with Michael Vick or Geno Smith at this point for the rest of the year.
I mean, it really is just a joke. They just get worse and worse every year. They're the easiest team to make fun of. I'm here in the New York City area. Mike Francesa, I guess you can watch him on Fox Sports 1 now.
His rant the other day.
Oh, it was great. It was great.
I love that guy.
Yeah, he's the best.
Oh, man, he's great. But, yeah, you know what? The Jets, I don't know what they're doing. They're never really building a team for the future or the present, it seems like. Michael Vick comes in after Geno Smith throws 3 interceptions in the first quarter and then turns the ball over 3 times himself and could have lost 2 more fumbles. So that team is just in total disarray. I don't really know how much faith I'd have if I was a Jets fan right now.
What did you think of the 9:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time kickoff with the Lions and the Bucks, and the Falcons?
Yeah, we actually had a really nice game. It looked like it was going to be a blowout there for a little while. Atlanta just took off and got a huge lead, which was shocking on the defense, like the Detroit Lions, who were playing very well this year. But Detroit battled back, got that 1-point win at the end, that awkward ending with the no good on a field goal, but they were, you know, delay of game, so they moved it back. And they finally hit a field goal, the Detroit Lions, from outside 40 yards. So they've been struggling with their field goal kickers this year. Matt Prater comes in, gets a game winner. Maybe they found something they can work with.
And then what do you think about all the rookie wide receivers having monster games in Week 8? I mean, it was really a showcase of talent this past weekend with Brandon Cooks, Kelvin Benjamin, Sammy Watkins, Devontae Adams, Martavius Bryant. I mean, 5 rookies had you know, top 15 days in terms of the wide receiver position for fantasy football.
Yeah, Sammy Watkins, man, these last 2 weeks looks like he's the guy that, you know, people who were picking him up in their fantasy drafts maybe reached for him a couple round twos early.
Yep.
He's paying off dividends now, so he looked good. Brandon Cooks finally had a good game after a couple slow games the last couple of weeks. Like you said, Martavius Bryant, another guy, came in, wasn't getting a lot of playing time. They didn't have a number 2 in Pittsburgh stepping up, and nobody was doing it for him, so Martavius Bryant took it upon himself. Look for him to start getting a lot more involved in that Pittsburgh offense. And if they keep rolling, that's another dangerous team in the AFC that's going to challenge to get to the Super Bowl this year. But, yeah, rookie wide receivers this year, definitely, you know, something different than we're used to seeing. We usually don't see this many rookie wide receivers actually contributing so much to the fantasy football world.
All right, so here we are in Week 9. There's 6 teams on a bye. Let's recap the injuries from Week 8. And again, we're doing the waiver wire throughout the show, so you can give us a call at 855-728-7500 and email is webradio@patriots.com. Start off with the quarterback position. Two QBs went down. Both of them were able to come back to action, but a lot of fantasy managers were holding their breath. The first one with Aaron Rodgers Sunday night against the Saints. Looked like he came up a little bit lame on a run inside the red zone. Grabbed the back of his hamstring. He didn't miss any time. He returned the next series, but it was clear that Rodgers was in some pain. Now the good news is the Packers are on a bye this week.
Yeah, he was a little hobbled. They got their bye week this week. I have no worries about Aaron Rodgers. If he's coming back into that game and he's got an extra week to rest before he gets back on the field in a couple weeks, no worries about Aaron Rodgers. So anybody who owns him, don't panic. You'll be fine.
And Tony Romo Monday night against the Redskins, a shocking overtime loss, was whacked right in the back. Missed some action. Brandon Whedon came into the game. Romo went to the locker room. I believe he got shot up with, you know, who knows what. Anti-inflammatory cord, what a something, and was able to return to action, but that's going to be probably the biggest story of the week, Tony Romo's back injury. We know he had the surgery last year. They are saying that it's a different injury or different location, but still, whenever you're dealing with a player that had back surgery and now has a back injury, it's a major cause of concern.
Yeah, that's the one area of the body, your back and neck area. If you have surgery, you got to be extremely careful. You know, one wrong hit and you never know. It might not just end your career. It could end things more than that. You know, you might not walk again. So Tony Romo, very scary to see him go down like that. I know as a Romo owner and all his other owners probably panicked, figuring he was done for the year potentially because, like I said, you don't want to mess with that back neck area if something does go wrong. So we'll see what happens. He did come back in the game. You could tell he was very ginger, didn't really get any zip on the ball, same thing. He just couldn't. He wasn't Tony Romo before he left the game. So we'll see what he does in practice this week. Hopefully he can, you know, get himself back up to game speed, be more like Tony Romo was the last couple of weeks. But if you have Tony Romo, you're going to need to grab a quarterback this week off your waiver wire to be safe because one hit like that, you never know what could happen the rest of the year.
Let's move over to running backs. Doug Martin left the game with an ankle injury. He's been a big-time disappointment this year. But someone that has been relied on as a running back one is Giovanni Bernard of the Cincinnati Bengals. He scored in the game but then left with a hip injury. This is like the third week in a row where Gio had to leave action because of a big hit and wasn't able to return in this one.
Yeah, you know, one of the worries about Giovanni Bernard going into this year was, is he big enough? Is he a big enough back, bulky enough guy that can carry the load for this team? And he's not a big guy. Something that you're worrying about when you're drafting him, if he's gonna hold up the entire year. He's playing every game, so even when he does get little injuries and dinged up here and there, he's coming back into it or at least putting up a couple points before he goes out of the game for you, so drafting a guy like Giovanni Bernard, who's great, speed, quick, but he's little. I mean, he could get hurt easily, yeah. So hopefully you handcuff Jeremy Hill to him because you don't know. Same thing, one hit on Gio Bernard, and he could be out for a few weeks for you.
Moving over to wide receivers, Brian Quick, who's been pretty much the only playmaker worth relying on from the St. Louis Rams, is out for the season with a torn, I think it was like something in his shoulder joint, one of those.
Yeah, I think he tore his labor. Rotator cuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Dislocated his shoulder. Just doesn't sound comfortable at all, that's for sure. But
I'm not relying on anyone from the Browns anymore. Yeah, you know, the backfield's a mess. The wide receivers are a mess. Not relying on anyone.
Yeah, the Rams, you mean?
What did I say?
The Browns. Either way, I totally agree with you, but it doesn't even matter at this point.
Yes, the Rams. I meant the Rams.
Yeah, the rally cry in St. Louis is, at least we're not the Jets.
Well, that's a good motto.
But, Brian Quick, he had those couple good games near the beginning of the year, getting a lot of targets. But, you know, after the game against the Eagles, week 5, I believe it was, he hasn't had more than 4 targets in a game, hasn't put up more than 30 yards receiving in a game, hasn't scored a touchdown. So after 3-4 solid weeks to start the season, hasn't had more than 3 fantasy points over the last 3 weeks.
Somewhat of an irrelevant issue. Nate Washington of the Tennessee Titans sprained his AC joint. He'll miss some time. Now, speaking of the Browns, Jordan Cameron, their tight end, is going to miss a couple games with a concussion. Jordan Cameron, just not the same player without Josh Gordon on the field. We were kind of worried about that at the beginning of the year, that he would have a lot of defenses focusing on stopping him. Andrew Hawkins is just more of a move-the-chains type of guy. But without Josh Gordon spreading the field, we knew we'd have to temper expectations on Jordan Cameron. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. We're taking your waiver wire questions throughout the day. We're going to hop over to Vancouver, where Sean is patiently waiting. Hello, Sean. Welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, man. What do you got for us?
How
are
you doing?
Good. Good. I'm in a 12-team PPR, which has seven reserve and actually three IR spots.
Okay.
And I have room on IR. And for some reason, the other teams in my league, they love to take multiple tight ends. There's one team has five tight ends. I don't know why they love that, but they do.
Wow.
We have one tight end who we're playing every week. He's got his bye in week 11. And we're thinking we'll just put a small bid on Tyler Eifert because he's on injured reserve. We can stash him on IR, and we're reading on RotoWorld that he's going to come back week 11. What do you think the chances are he'll be back for our bye in week 11?
He's a player that can possibly come back. So is Kyle Rudolph. He might be back week 12,
but I think
though.
Has his bye week 11.
Oh, what, Rudolph has his bye in week 11.
Or someone else has Rudolph. Rudolph was out of the question, and there was another guy we liked, Mercedes Lewis, who has his bye week 11. So we were thinking Eifert because he had his bye already, and it looks like he'll be back then.
I always try to take things 1 week at a time. So I don't know the matchups in week 11. I don't know who has the byes in week 11. I can certainly look it up and get back to you.
No, I know I know that that's the case. I'm just wondering if you think he'll be back by then.
I don't. If they're reporting that he might be back, sure, that could possibly be the be the case here. Do I think Tyler Eifert's a guy that you want to bank on? You know, he's coming back from an elbow injury. It's not like a knee or an ankle injury, so he should have no problem being able to run his routes. I think Jermaine Gresham. I think Eifert's more talented than Jermaine Gresham. The Ravens, Cowboys, Jaguars, and Jets all have a bye that week. And the Bengals are playing the Saints, so it's a good matchup. You know, maybe, you know, who knows? Maybe Eric Ebron is back that week, and they're playing the Cardinals, who are giving up a ton of points to tight ends. Maybe Tim Wright really starts to come on strong for the Pats, and they're taking on the Colts on a Sunday night matchup in week 11. So I wouldn't tie yourself to Tyler Eifert, but I mean, he's someone that you can pick up now and then just hope for the best in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we could, because he doesn't take up a roster spot. We have a couple of injured spots available, and all those other guys you mentioned, believe it or not, are on teams rosters. They my league for some reason loves their backup tight end, so we're just thinking we can stash them, and then we'll be good for our 1 week bye in week 11.
All right, yeah, that sounds like a good plan. Good for you for knowing how your league works and everyone's stacking up on tight ends.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, Sean, thank you for the phone call. Pretty interesting question there. Week 11 question, Anthony.
Definitely a little bit different, but I like that. You know, you're looking ahead. That's what you got to be doing if you're looking to win a championship, make a run in the playoffs. So that's what you got to do. That's what I like to hear. So thank you, Sean, for being intelligent and looking ahead.
I want to take a quick break because I promised an interview for Mike Levitt, who won the Week 8 Millionaire Maker Contest. He is a million-dollar winner from playing fantasy football. He's going to join us in the next segment. He's a huge Patriot fan. He used the Pats' big three from week 8 to help him win $1 million. So that interview is coming up next right here on the Fantasy Football Champs.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go.
Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown! Ha-ha!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Anthony Grace and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Go. All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings. And we are happy to be joined by Mike Levitt, who is a $1 million winner in DraftKings Week 8 Millionaire Maker Contest. Mike, congratulations on the $1 million win, man. How you feeling?
Feeling great, man. I lost my voice last night. Screaming, yelling. Quite a performance. Bob Brady, LaFell, Gronk on my team. Being a Boston kid, it really makes a little more bittersweet than winning a million, but I don't think there's anything more bittersweet than that.
Yeah, it's great that you're a Patriot fan, and we're broadcasting live on Patriots.com radio. We'll get into your lineup in just a little bit. How long have you been playing at DraftKings?
Since last year. I actually was on FanDuel. I switched to DraftKings. It seems a little better. I like the situation where they don't have the kicker.
Yep.
I think that's a good strategy where there's an extra flex guy. And DraftKings is something that I enjoy tremendously. I was a football player growing up, stuff like that, and, it's really the only way you can kind of feel like you're still a part of the game.
So,
What's that?
You're a big Patriot fan, a local guy into the New England area, so I'm sure everyone listening will be happy that you are now a millionaire. You used Tom Brady, you used Brandon LaFell, you had Rob Gronkowski in your lineup. Obviously, they had monster days. It's icing on the cake watching Patriot players help you win $1 million, right?
Of course, man. That was definitely the best part about the whole thing. When Sunday started, Tom obviously had a tremendous performance right off the bat, but, you know, he had thrown to Gronk, had thrown to LaFell, and that's when I kind of really started to realize that this could shape up to be something big. Obviously, Tom had the second-best week besides Roethlisberger as far as fantasy points go, so having him on the squad was huge.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, this is Anthony. So, you know, your squad, your New England Patriots squad definitely helped you out tremendously, which is great, like you said. But, you know, you go into the Sunday night game, you got Randall Cobb, you got Eddie Lacy, and you got Brandon Cook. So you got three big guys that are able to put up huge games. What are your thoughts going into that game?
I actually made a very big decision right before the game. I switched Cooks, Terrence Williams for Cooks. I had Williams in the lineup. I switched him with Cooks at the last 5 minutes before the Sunday night game. Obviously, Lacy was, you know, a big-time performer. I figured he would do well. But if I hadn't switched from Terrence Williams to Cooks at that last moment, I wouldn't have won.
Yeah,
I made that play right at the end there.
Definitely a huge switch out, which was a great move on your part. So, you know, no Monday night games, no Monday night guys in action for you. You know, were you a little bit nervous watching that Monday night game thinking, oh, someone's going to take it away from me?
Of course, absolutely. We actually were down at Boston. DraftKings put on a little promotional event for us at Scholars down in the financial district. They invited me to bring any of my friends and family, so we had about 50 people down there watching the game last night. I knew where I was at points-wise compared to the closest people. The guy behind me in 18th place had Dez Bryant going, and I was 24.28 points ahead of him.
Wow.
So Dez needed a big game, and, you know, he started off, you know, good for me. And then when he got that touchdown in the second quarter, I got real nervous because, you know, obviously he hadn't had many yards, but the touchdown kind of put him halfway where he needed to beat me. That guy actually ended up taking third place in the tournament. I think he's actually a fantasy football expert guru guy. But as far as, you know, how I was feeling going into it, I was very pumped. I was actually pretty nervous. I thought it was pretty possible that I could lose. I thought I was definitely probably a 60-40 favorite. But as far as my roster with no one going, it was definitely a little nerve-wracking.
Mike, I saw a video of you in the bar last night hanging out with the DraftKings guy with a big check. All your friends are chanting Mikey Millions in the background. What's that feeling like? I mean, you're a million-dollar winner now playing fantasy football in a 48-hour window.
It's definitely an amazing experience. You know, growing up in a small town in Atkinson, my family's very blessed. We have a pretty successful business that we operate here, and you know, I'm definitely not a millionaire, but, you know, as far as my life before this, it was awesome. I couldn't have asked for anything more. This is an unbelievable thing to actually happen. And, you know, it really made a difference having all my friends and family there supporting me. You know, those people have been with me since I was a young kid, and they've, you know, molded me into the person I am today. So having them there was definitely, you know, a big, you know, good feeling for me.
So when J.J. Watt signed that big contract in the offseason, he had a Google. What do rich people buy? Now that you have $1 million coming at you, what's your first purchase going to be?
My first purchase is going to be probably a ring for my fiance.
Oh, God, congratulations. That's great.
Yeah, thanks, man. We have an 8-month-old son, little Mike Jr. So, you know, he's obviously a big part of my life now. It's a blessing that he's involved now that this happened with him here. It definitely helps the family out on that sense. I'm hopping on a plane to Miami tomorrow. I'm going to the Fountain Blue. I got the tower suite for the weekend. The
yeah, you did.
Nice.
So I'm doing that. Other than that, you know, my family owns a car dealership up in southern New Hampshire called Levitt Auto and Truck. And, you know, as far as vehicles, stuff like that, I probably wouldn't be making a purchase on things like that. I have a few bills I'd like to pay off, and I'm most likely going to invest business-wise with, you know, more than half of it.
That's great to hear, and it's awesome. I'm also engaged. I just booked my honeymoon today, And
wow.
Luckily, I used Flyer Miles, so I didn't have to win $1 million from DraftKings to put that tournament.
Yeah, I think we've been with the baby now for the first 8 months. He was born in March, so we haven't had much a long time as far as us to get away and not have to deal with the everyday life and grind of work and being a parent. But I'm 24 years old, so definitely something that I'm going to enjoy this weekend. I can tell you that.
Mike, when we talked earlier today, you mentioned you were the all-time rushing leader for your high school football team. So let's talk some X's and O's. You're a big Patriot fan. We have a big matchup this weekend. Patriots and Broncos coming to town. What do you think the Pats need to do to slow down and, more importantly, outscore the Broncos offense?
Well, I think that the Pats, they need to find a way to get pressure on Manning without blitzing. I think that's really a key thing. If you can't blitz, you can't blitz your secondary and expect Manning not to find the guys, because his talent level on the outside is tremendous, obviously with Thomas and the rest of the crew. But as far as the Pats D, I think they can play man on some of the guys. I don't know exactly what their strategy is going to be, but I think their front four needs to really get after Manning and disrupt them a little. I'm sure Brady's going to be putting up some points. It seems like they're definitely clicking on all cylinders. LaFell's looking great on the outside. I thought that was a great play. Also, obviously, on my team for the week. But as far as the running game, I like the running back they had there, Gray. I thought he looked really good the other night. He seemed to be a real big, talent specimen, can move the pile, get the first down, stuff like that. But, I think they're definitely going to have to put up 30 points to beat the Broncos. Obviously, it's any given Sunday. I think that Denver, being a favorite or whatnot, I don't think that's going to bother the Pats. I don't think they're scared of anybody, to be honest with you. But obviously, Denver seems like the best team in the league right now.
Mikey Millions, a big Patriot fan and a DraftKings Week 8 Millionaire Maker winner. Thank you so much for coming on today. Go rest your voice. Congratulations. Spend that money wisely. It sounds like you have a good plan in place.
Yeah,
and good luck.
I appreciate you calling me.
What's that?
I really appreciate you having me on.
Oh, absolutely, man.
Anytime,
we appreciate you having us on. You coming on with us.
Have a great weekend, man. Cool.
All right, man. Take care.
Congrats.
Best of luck. Congratulations. So how about that, Anthony? 24 years old. He's got his life in order. He said he's very blessed. He's humbled. He's not acting like a maniac. He's not going out to Vegas right away. He's taking his girl out to a nice vacation. Plans on investing the money in the family business. That's the kind of story you'd like to hear.
Yeah, exactly. You
not like some schmuck that's going to go out and buy 3 Ferraris and then have
right.
nothing left next week.
A month later has no more money. Yeah, exactly. So, look, Mike's great guy, wonderful, got all his stuff in order, all his priorities, his child, his wife, wonderful guy. Congratulations to him. And these are the kind of guys you want to win this kind of money. You want someone that's a good-hearted person, got their stuff together, and just, having a little bit of fun on the side and happened to get a little bit lucky. And I'm glad that someone like Mike was the winner of this contest.
Dude, he was going hard last night at the club or the bar, wherever he was at. I mean, his voice was shot.
Yeah, he sounded like he was virtually dead. So, what? you can't blame him for that, man. I'd be going in just as hard.
At any time, so last night, what did he say? He won by like 18 points or 24 points. Every time Romo drops back to pass,
you're
he's probably screaming, not the Dez, no Dez, no Dez. So, yeah, my voice would be hoarse too.
He's probably the one person in the country who was glad when Tony Romo went down.
Yes! Thank God. I'm sure probably half the country was actually split on that play.
That's true, that's true. But you know what? $1 million riding on it doesn't get much closer than that, I guess, unless you're betting a lot of money on the Redskins last night.
So the way that I found Mike was I found him on Twitter. And a couple days ago, I reached out to the DraftKings people, blah, blah, blah. I ended up calling the wrong person. So today I called the wrong person and they didn't pick up. It rang for like 3 minutes, no voicemail. So I'm like, all right, this is weird. I'm going to call back again. Call back again. They answer on the second ring. Hi, this is Bill Enright from New England Patriots Radio. I host a fantasy show. I know you won the $1 million in DraftKings. I'd love to have you on today. He goes, okay, that'd be great. Doesn't sound too excited. Doesn't really, seem like he just won $1 million. I make a joke. I'm like, oh, I'm surprised you are still answering your phone. You're a millionaire now. You should have a secretary, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, are you a Patriot fan? Because I saw that you have Gronk and Brady and LaFell. I see you're from New Hampshire. I see you on Twitter. You have a couple Patriot things going for you. He goes, no, not really. I'm like, all right, well, this is not exactly going the way I thought it would be going. then I'm like, all right, well, listen, we'd love to have you on. The show is presented by DraftKings, our title sponsor. Here's the number to call in, 855-728-7500. Our producer's Kevin. He'll put you on the line with us. He's like, all right, what time do you want me to call in? I was like, 4:30. That'd be great. So before I talked to him on the phone, I sent him a tweet saying, you know, we'd love to have you on. Like 2 hours ago, 2 hours after I called the first guy, I get a response from Mike Levin on Twitter, saying that, hey, Bill, I'd love to come on today. So I'm like, well, yeah, I know. We just talked about this. So
no, we didn't.
So he gives me his number on Twitter. I call him. I'm like, Mike, didn't we already talk today? He goes, no, man, this is the first time I'm hearing from you. I'd love to come on. It'd be great. Sorry about my voice. I'm like, oh, well, the first guy that I talked to, like, just completely went along with it. Like, it was, like, is that the most random thing? Like, he was pranking me without even knowing that he was pranking me. Like, he didn't stop me. He didn't ask me what DraftKings was. He didn't ask why I was calling him. He didn't ask what the $1 million was about. He was just going along with it.
That's the best, you know, wrong number you could ever get. I mean,
like, is that the weirdest story? Like, who does that?
I'm going to start if someone calls me and looking for somebody else. I'm just going to go with it from now on because that sounds like a freaking hilarious idea.
But, like, he wasn't laughing. He was, like, a very dry person. Like, it wasn't, like, I don't know, man. It was kind of creepy because, like, he didn't correct me at all. And I was under the impression that he was the winner. I was like, wow, this guy is not really, you know, that excited. I want $1 million. And then as soon as I talked to the real Mike, I instantly knew. His voice was hoarse. He was like, oh, yeah, this is great. I love, you know, Gronk and the Patriots. And he was, like, happy. I knew right away that I had made a huge, huge mistake.
Oh, Mike, that's great. And the fact that the first guy you called didn't really crack a smile or, you know.
Yeah, nothing. Nothing.
Perfect.
Idiot.
Props to him, too. Congratulations, sir, whoever you are out there.
The second funny story of the day is, you know, before the show, I'm telling Kevin that we had this situation with this weird guy that's not really the millionaire winner, and he may be calling in, but we have to try to decipher who is the real winner. So Kevin's like, yeah, yeah, no problem, the call screener, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, you guys should have this guy Sebastian on. He won 25 grand. He bought the PFW guy's lunch. I'm like, Kevin, we've had Sebastian on twice this year.
Yeah, what are you doing, Kevin? Like, come on, man.
He's like, no, you won 25 grand. I'm like, no, Kevin, he won in 20. He won in week two. He's an FF Chance member, loyal PFW listener, loyal FF Chance winner. He's like, I don't know, man. All the shows run together.
Such an idiot.
Poor Kevin. Kevin must be shot. You know what I mean? We're the last show of the day. We're the last show of the day. He's got, you know, Fred and the boys from, what are they, from 12 to 2? Yeah. Then he's got John Rook, 2 to 4.
A million phone calls he gets.
A million phone calls, a million. And then he's got us.
I probably answer the phone like 100 and something times a day.
Kevin's got two wackos at the end of his day, probably the craziest show that he has to deal with. All these people calling in about his fantasy, about their fantasy football questions.
Talking about the youth of America and all this nonsense.
He doesn't know he's on the phone half the time. It could be Mike Tirico for all he knows.
Yeah, I'm like a robot.
Hold on for Bill and Ant.
Yeah, and it's like, Kevin, it's your mother.
So that was two fun stories today.
No, I'll answer the phone like on my drive home, and my girlfriend Chantel, she'll call me up or whatever, and I'll be like, fantasy football champs. what kind of league you in? How many teams are in it? Be like, Kevin.
That is so good.
What do you want
good
for dinner?
He really had no idea. Kevin was like so genuine in his thought. He's like, hey, Bill, if this guy won 25 grand, it would be great to have him on. Like, he was like so innocent and like, you know, really thought he would be doing something good for the show. I'm like, Kev, we've had him on twice already. He's like, oh, well, I told him to call in anyway.
Probably not why he's calling in.
But Sebastian was our first winner. I mean, hey, a special place in our heart.
If he's listening, he's always welcome.
For 25 grand. I don't know why he's buying the PFW guy's lunch.
Well, that's what I said to them, and they were like, shh, don't mention it.
Oh, yeah, don't mention it, I'm sure.
They were like, oh, you know, 4 to 6 isn't lunchtime anyway. And I'm like, he should be taking us out to Davio's up there for a steak.
What did they? Oh, yeah, I'd go to Davio's anytime.
You know what I'm talking about, Bill? That place is legit.
I know. You know what?
They just got, like, subs. They went easy on them.
The next time I come up, we'll go to Davio's, and maybe Mr. DeFilippo will hook us up with some.
Yeah, you
got
the connection there, don't you?
I got the connection to Davio's. I absolutely do. Yeah, he's good, not a good friend, but he's a friend. All thanks to Kerry Byrne.
Yeah, your next pilgrimage, Jeff.
I mean, I would love to come up Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday would be a big-time game to see.
I'm actually going to be in Montauk Is there a ferry from Montauk, Long Island to Rhode Island?
Probably.
Because I'm going to be in Montauk.
Ferries all over the place.
I'm going to be in Montauk on Sunday.
Good luck. You're going to be pretty cold.
For a wedding. I know. It's going to be freezing.
The word on the street is up here. I tweeted at a local meteorologist today trying to get a feel for what we're looking at here. And he said that it's going to snow like hell in Maine, and it's going to be like mid-30s here with winds of like 30 to 40 miles an hour.
Oh, I'm downgrading Emmanuel Sanders and Peyton Manning.
So that, I think, would favor the Patriots.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And he said there's also the potential for snow, but he thinks it'll mainly stay to the north.
All right, that's awesome, because I'm having a wedding on the beach.
Good luck with that. It's going to be freezing.
And then there's a bonfire on the beach. Like, what?
You're not going to be having a bonfire in Montauk when there's, like, blowing 50 miles an hour out there.
I have to stay at Gurney's. You know how expensive
my girlfriend's, like, from Sag Harbor, which is close to there.
Yeah.
And so, like, I know that area. It's all beachy. You're, like, completely you're, like, basically on a tip of land in the open ocean. You're going to be, like, it's going to be blown sideways.
How long is it going to take me to get there? I'm thinking, like, 3-4 hours.
Yeah, it takes forever to get out there.
Ugh, you know, like, I don't need this stuff.
Yeah, that's why I never want to, you know, I never go home with her because it takes, like, planes, trains, and automobiles and, like, 8 ferries.
I had to send out an alert to all the FF Champs members saying I'm not going to be around Sunday morning for a webcast, so I'm still going to do the rankings. I'll still be on Twitter. I'll still be doing the expert advice.
Who's a wedding on a Sunday?
No, the wedding's on Saturday night.
Oh, I was going to say, that's like sacrilege.
I'm going to be in the hotel on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
No, my fiance's gonna be with me. I can't.
It's just the thing that irritates me about that whole like region of Long Island is like whenever I go and I take these the prices on these ferries are just insane.
Well, that's what I would. I mean,
it's
I'm gonna
so
be
so expensive to get
I'm
out.
I'm gonna
there.
Be up there. It's like right across from Rhode Island.
Yeah. Well, you could. Yeah, if you could take a ferry right across, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, if you're like your average New Englander and you want to go out to like the tip of Long Island, like Montauk or Sag Harbor or whatever, for like the weekend. You're talking like a $250 excursion.
Oh, forget it.
Without gas bill. Just for the damn ferry rides.
No, forget that. I can't.
And so, like, my poor girlfriend, I feel terrible for her. Like, when she wants to go home, like, for Christmas or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, you have to really plan it out and try to carpool with a bunch of people to make it, like, affordable. Because you can't be doing that, like, you know, once a month. That's expensive.
I'm driving out Saturday and then coming home Sunday, and hopefully I'll be home in time for, like, you know, halftime of the first
drive
game.
Safe because it's going to be a really cruddy weekend, it looks like. Saturday, I saw on Saturday is supposed to be worse than Sunday.
And the New York City Marathon's on Sunday, too. That's going to cause a ton of traffic.
In terms of precipitation, I think Saturday is going to be the worst.
Oh, God, great.
So it's not going to be a beach wedding. But typical New England, Bill, it's going to be 70 degrees tomorrow, and then it's going to be like 25 Saturday and Sunday.
That's awesome.
That's about right.
All right, let's get back to some football. We're going to get into our waiver wire report in just a little bit, but our good friend Russ in New York City is on the line, 855-728-7500. Russ is in a 12-team PPR league. I think he has some trade questions to ask because that's what he's been hitting us up on Twitter for. What's going on, Russell?
Oh, are you guys back from the weather and the girlfriends and the dinners? I thought this was a fantasy football show.
I mean, listen, this is very much a fantasy football show, but at the same time, we do like to reveal some personal entertaining stories.
Oh, absolutely. Hey,
it's a life nice show.
We like to digress around here.
That's what we do.
Well, first of all, I'm going to get a little business out of the way because I'm like the dude that you just had on who won the million. I'm thinking about defecting from the FanDuel. So do you guys have a DraftKings promo code that you can pop out right now?
You've been listening to this show all year long, and you don't know our DraftKings promo by now?
FFChamps?
FFChamps.com/million.
I'm just one of those guys who, like, if I have an account, I'm too lazy to open up another account. But, you know, I'm tired of FanDuel because it's really not PPR.
And we don't like to talk about that other site that shall be
okay,
renamed.
Okay, I won't mention it. But, hey, I'm converting, so you should be happy about that, I guess. Or I don't know about happy, but I'm doing the right thing. So, yeah. Anyway, listen, real quick.
Russell, that being said, DraftKings has two major benefits. One, it's full-point PPR, which Anthony and I love.
Love it.
And there's no kickers. What do you want to be betting on kickers for? You can't predict kickers. That's why all the action is over at DraftKings. They give $1 million out every week. The other site that shall be remained nameless. It's just the user interface isn't as fun or as user friendly. it's very hard to navigate. The salaries are all out of whack. DraftKings is what we do at FFChamps.com. It's what we build our strategy around and really dedicate for. And plus, they're the title sponsor of the show. I'm very disappointed that you aren't on it to begin with.
I'm on it. I'm on it, man. I just told you I'm going there. Can I, get a little props for that?
We'll see. It depends. I'll look at our transaction report at the end of the day, and I'll let you know if we're satisfied with based on how much you deposit.
Oh my goodness! Wow. Now you're tracking me. You're gonna be stalking my credit card activity. Is that it?
Yeah, I can if I want.
Oh Lordy B.
All right. So what do you got for us today?
Real quick. I mean, I'm 7-1. I made the trade last week. And let me ask you a question. Why is it when you make a trade, the guy that you traded automatically goes off and does something incredible, and then you feel like an idiot for doing that trade? Is that just like standard fantasy football stuff?
That's just what happens sometimes. I saw a trade in my league this week that neither player did anything, so I don't know. Who are you talking about?
Yeah, I did like a deal where like I did Olsen for Gronk, and Olsen put up a 2 and Gronk put up a 40, and I mean, whatever, I'm not that upset about it in the long run. I know it'll all balance out, but it's just like the fantasy football gods laugh in your face.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Anyway, but just fast forward to where I'm at. I'm 7-1. I'm a little bit wide receiver heavy, and I just had a guy offer me DeMarco for Demarius. Mm. Now, I'm hurting at running back, but I'm like, I'm not going to be in a rush to trade the best wide receiver in the league. So, I'm just sitting here thinking about it, though, because DeMarco is so good, and if Romo is really banged up, they're going to ride him even harder. So, I mean, is that something you would potentially consider, or just don't mess with it?
Is it a PPR league?
Yeah, it's PPR.
Well, I looked foolish this year thus far. Maybe not. We'll see at the end of the year. But two players that I called busts at the beginning of the year were Arian Foster and DeMarco Murray. And the only reason why had nothing to do with talent, had nothing to do with the offensive line, had nothing to do with the offensive scheme. The only reason why I call them busts were because they are constantly injured. And injuries scare me in fantasy football because they can happen at any time. Look at the guys that we've been dealing with this year. A.J. Green, Calvin Johnson, Monte Ball, Rashad Jennings, Reggie Bush. The list goes on and on for injuries this year, probably one of the worst in history.
Yeah.
Guys like DeMarco Murray and Arian Foster, they scare me because they have not only been injury-prone throughout their careers, but they're at the running back position, which is by far the most frequent position for injuries because they're getting the ball, they're getting whacked every play.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't make that trade. DeMarco Murray, he's not getting whacked by middle linebackers. He's getting taken down by 5'10 corners. It's a big difference. I can't make that trade. What's that?
He's a ticking time bomb.
If it was Matt Forte, I would do it. If it was Jamal Charles, I would do it. Because they're catching passes, they're getting a lot of action in the receiving game, and they're not taking as many hits in between the tackles. DeMarco Murray is just getting handed the ball off and running in between the tackles, and he's probably going to be, if he stays healthy, the next 2,000-yard rusher. So would you want that guy on your team? Of course you would. But I don't know, man. I just don't trust him. I know it's crazy, and I know I'm going to look like a fool when he's like breaks Eric Dickerson's record and has 2,100 rushing yards, but I don't want to take that risk because I don't think you're gaining anything by just giving up Demarius Thomas. I mean, their points are probably very similar considering it's a PPR league.
Yeah, and I totally agree. It's just I'm trotting out guys like Denard Robinson right now. I have a debate this week between Jonas Gray and Charles Sims. You know what I mean? Like, I'm scraping the wire for, like, trying to find any value at running back. It's kind of comical.
Well, I don't think Charles Sims is going to play this week. I wouldn't go that route yet. I mean, he still might not be back in action.
So then it's like the Jonas Gray route, and you don't know what Belichick's going to do from one week to the next.
I mean, no, you have no idea.
It could be the Bolden show this week or whoever. You know, he could find a guy on the street and put him in a running back.
Listen, I know you have Golden Tate on your team, right?
Yeah, I have Golden Tate. I've got Odell Beckham. Josh Gordon's coming back. I've got Kelvin Benjamin. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've stacked up wide receiver. I've got it pretty well thought out for the rest of the year. But it's like Joyce Bell, Rashad Jennings, and a host of, bit players at running back. So, but honestly, I'm not going to do this trade for the reasons you said, so I'm just going to have to make it work.
Well, why don't you try to trade Droich Bell for like a, you know, like a lesser productive running back, not a DeMarco Murray, not a Jamal Charles, but maybe like a Lamar Miller or a Ahmad Bradshaw or Justin Forsett or an Andre Ellington.
I'm trying to get a hold of Ahmad Bradshaw. I really am, but if the guy is hard. It's hard to get. My league is very tough with trades, but I'll give it a shot.
How about Ellington?
Not a bad idea. I just don't know if that owner is willing to part with him.
Anthony, Anthony, why don't you chime in here? What do you think?
You know, I'm just, you know, sitting back listening. I agree where I wouldn't want DeMarco Murray just based on the fact that I feel like he's more likely to get hurt than Demaryius Thomas, and you're basically just, you know, you're flip-flopping two players who are putting up similar points. So in the end, I don't really think it's worth it in that respect, but with how much wide receiver depth you have, you definitely should be able to snag somebody, you know, a decent player off somebody in the running back position. You can't go through the rest of the year with Charles Sims potentially being in your lineup. I know you have Rashad, right?
Yeah, Rashad.
He's not coming back this week.
Yeah, so and that's what's killing me in my league too. Rashad Jennings is just holding me back because I don't have another solid running back that I can feel comfortable with every other week to pair along with Justin Forsett right now. So once you get back Rashad Jennings, I think you're going to be good to go and you'll have no issues. So if you can withstand at least one more week, maybe two, you might be okay without making any trades, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and it's 7-1, and I play the girl in the league next week. We actually have a girl in our league, and I'm not the best with ladies out there. But she put up a 17 one week, like before. Oh, all she had left was Russell Wilson, and she had a 17 on the board, and I've never seen anything like it. So I mean, I think I can you know make my way through without doing any panic moves. So I think I'm gonna hold tight, man. So I appreciate that, and
definitely.
And one last thing before I go. Did you guys see the hubris of the Packers trying to throw a touchdown pass to Julius Peppers?
Yeah, that was...
Yes.
And not only that, they followed it up with an onside kick.
I mean, I'm glad they lost, because that's just so insulting to all the Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb owners out there. I mean, I just wanted to throw that out there. I was so ticked off to see that. And I'll get out of here and let you guys go.
Thanks, Russell.
I see you, Russell.
Your phone call.
Right,
best of luck in that trade. He brings up a good point with that Julius Peppers play. You have a guy like Randall Cobb. You have a guy like Jordy Nelson. I know you don't have a tight end, but you even have Eddie Lacy in the backfield. My friend, who is a maniac, and he went off on Mike McCarthy, cursing at him. He's not a Packer fan. He's a Niner fan, actually. Cursing at him. Just going off on Mike McCarthy, and then they kicked an onside kick. He goes, "Oh, USOB, you deserve to lose. You guys, blah, 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 blah." You know, obviously he had money on the game. But the point is that it was just a boneheaded play, two boneheaded play calls right in a row that just backfired in their face, and they lost the game because of it, I think.
Yeah, you had a close game, you know, through the first half, and then all of a sudden, you know, it went real south real quick for the Green Bay Packers. So you got a little greedy there, Green Bay. You got a little greedy trying to get some extra points and trying to do some tricky things. I mean, if you're going to try a trick play, be the Jets. Be a team that doesn't have an outstanding dynamic offense. It's like the Denver Broncos bringing in DeMarcus Ware to catch a touchdown pass. You don't need to do that. You got six options that are good enough to be on any team right now, right, as far as your offense goes. So, yeah, you don't need to do stupid things like that. Just stop. Just throw it to someone who you know is going to catch the damn ball. That's all you need to do.
Let's take another caller, 855-728-7500. Justin in Boston is next up on the Fantasy Football Champs. Hello, Justin.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Man?
Not too much. I have a few questions, but they all kind of like lead to the same point about the waiver wire.
All right, let's hear them.
My main one, my main quarterback is Brady, of course, and my backup would be Romo. So next week would be Brady's bye. Would you drop Romo or anybody else on the bench to pick up, I don't know, like Ben Roethlisberger, who plays the Jets, Mike Vick, who plays the Steelers, or Flacco, who I think plays the Titans?
I'm not going anywhere near Mike Vick, ever.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I just threw him in there because I know he's going to be starting there. I just threw him like one of the names.
And the Patriots have a bye in next week. So week 10.
Yep.
Let's see. Dallas Cowboys play the Jacksonville Jaguars. Great matchup.
Ooh,
Pittsburgh Steelers play the New York Jets.
Like Romo getting sacked again like that.
Let's take one week at a time. Pittsburgh Steelers play the New York Jets. And the Baltimore Ravens play the Tennessee Titans. I don't know. I like the way Big Ben's playing. I mean, how the guy threw 500 yards last week and six touchdowns.
Yeah, I love Big Ben. He, you know, my only quarterback right now is Tony Romo, and Big Ben is the guy I'm targeting this week on waivers to try to pick up. If you have Tony Romo, like you said, as your backup for Brady, if Romo comes out this week, looks okay, playing fine, doesn't suffer anything crazy, I think you're okay just hanging on to him against Jacksonville for that week with Brady missing. I don't think if you don't feel comfortable dropping someone else out of your lineup or off your team for Ben Roethlisberger, Tony Romo is perfectly fine.
I could also drop either Zach Ertz for Big Ben, or I could drop the guy who just picked up last week, and I ended up starting as Dante, Moncrief, whatever his name was.
Dante Moncrief, another guy. You know, he's just one of these guys that are going to be putting up monster points every once in a while. I don't think he's going to be doing it consistently. He hasn't this year. So, yeah, he's definitely a guy you could feel comfortable dropping for Roethlisberger. And, you know, if you carry three quarterbacks, you got three good quarterbacks. Maybe someone will offer you a trade for one of them, and you'll make out even bigger.
I'm on the opposite end of that. I refuse to carry three quarterbacks. I'd rather you keep Moncrief, drop Romo, pick up Big Ben.
Okay, so you would drop Romo for Big Ben?
I would.
I think you got to wait to see what happens this week. It's so hard to say today, but yeah, if Romo makes it through this next game, fine. Looks like Romo, you know, looked like a couple weeks ago. I just hang on to him and go with that.
Well, worst case scenario, because we have the defensive player position on our team. We don't get a lot of points to them. The most I've gotten this year, maybe like 1-2 points max. I can always draw my defensive player, go with a zero for that position, which I'm basically getting, and just add Big Ben from the defensive player I'm dropping.
Your IDP player only gets you 1 or 2 points a week?
Cause I just stream them. The guys will just pick up, and I look around the league. People get like, I don't know, maybe 3-5 points. It just depends if you get like a touchdown, like INT, fumble recovery. So if you're just getting tackled, or if you're getting a low tackle, it's kind of like a waste of a position too. If you're not getting a lot of high points,
I would never suggest taking a zero.
Oh, of course, yeah.
And I'm not carrying three quarterbacks in a 10-team league. It's just something I'm against.
No.
Do you have a backup tight end?
I do have two. That's the thing. I have Zach Ertz and I have Jordan Reed.
Oh, see, they're too similar to.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You really think drop Dante Moncrief? I mean, he's one of our top pickups this week.
I'm not saying I would do it today. I'm just saying I'm not doing anything until I see how the games go this weekend.
Yeah.
But out of everyone that he's just mentioned, I think Moncrief is the most expendable player on his team. You know, unless Romo does get hurt or it looks kind of crappy this week, drop him for Big Ben, whatever, no problem. But if Romo looks good and you still want Big Ben, which, again, like you said, Bill, having all three is really unnecessary, and I agree, but you know, if you're looking at it that way and you have just a bench spot and not a lot of waivers, I'm okay with carrying Big Ben as well. But you know, like I said, Tony Romo, see what he does this weekend and then make your decision based on that.
Yeah, I'm with you there, Ant. I don't think sometimes, you know, people panic a little bit. I don't think you should panic yet on Tony Romo, especially when you have Brady. I mean, it's not like I know he's talking about his bye week for Brady, but, you know, worry about that when you get there.
Yeah, exactly. Agreed.
All right, let's go to Nick in Boston. He's up next on the Fantasy Football Champs. Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Nick.
It's really awesome to see a Patriots fan take home that million. I'm glad that that happened. The guy sounds like a really awesome person.
Yeah, he was a good guy. It sounds one of the first things he said to me on the phone was, you know, luckily I've been blessed through my whole life, so this is just icing on the cake, and I like to hear that. So he was definitely a down-to-earth kind of guy, very humble.
Awesome. Yeah, love the humility. But anyway, I have a wide receiver issue. So Alshon Jeffery's on a bye this week. Brian Quick just went down for the year. They're both on my team. But we can start three wide receivers league. I've got currently, I'm planning on playing LaFell, Cooks, and Evans. I've also got Michael Floyd and Percy Harvin. Do you think I need to hit the waiver wire, or am I good with what I've got?
LaFell, Brandon Cooks, Mike Evans.
Yeah.
And then you also have Michael Floyd and who?
Michael Floyd and Percy Harvin.
And you start three of them. I like Michael Cooks this week. I like Evans. I like Cooks, and I like LaFell. They're all inside my top 30. And then Michael Floyd he's right at the top 30 too.
Yeah, and the guys on the wire that on a bye this week are Malcolm Floyd, Brown, and Greg Jennings, who are all sort of
You're not starting any one of those guys over the four players that you mentioned. I thought maybe you'd like give me like an Allen Robinson or like a Brandon. Reuben Randall, someone like that, but no not for
Greg Jennings. It's pretty thin at wide receiver. I mean, there are guys like Devontae Adams out there, but he's also on a bye, so I'm not really going to pick up someone like that right now. So, but yeah, all right, that sounds good. I mean, Mike Evans has been a little inconsistent as well, but I kind of like his matchup against the Browns, so I guess I'll roll with that.
Yeah, and again, you have Jeffrey, so it's not like it's a big problem. I mean, he'll be your number one guy for the remainder of the season. But he's on a bye this week. It happens.
Yeah. You got a lot of guys on those other five you mentioned behind Jeffrey that you can plug in weekly. LaFell, Cooks, Michael Floyd, look, he didn't do anything this week, but consistently I'd rather have him over Larry Fitzgerald for the Arizona Cardinals. So you got a lot of options on that team, Nick, so you're going to be okay. I mean, you don't need to pick up Devontae Adams this week, but if he's sitting out there next week, he's a guy I would definitely look at picking up because he can really add some depth to that wide receiver squad for you.
All right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. When we come back, it is our week 9 waiver wire report here on the Fantasy Football Champs. You're listening to Patriots.com radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Shotgun snap against the four-man rush. Plenty of time to throw toward Gronkowski. Makes the grab left seat. Stiff arms the defender at the 25. Set free at the 20. Drive to the 15, 10. Angling right to the 5. Gronkowski dives to the goal line. He breaks the plane. His third touchdown for the Patriots.
Beast mode. Protein bars for everybody. Energy.
Go. All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs here on Patriots.com Radio. Rob Gronkowski, 3 touchdowns in Week 8. He is certainly back. That was Bob Soshi and Scott Zolak from the Patriots Radio Network. That was Gronk's 3rd touchdown of the day. Protein bars for everybody. That's a good one from Zolak there.
Protein bars for everyone. Muscle milk all around.
Unicorns! Show ponies!
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Exactly. That was when Tom Brady was back last year.
Brady's back.
See, it happens every year. All the media, all the Patriot fans, they all get worried about Tom Brady, and then all of a sudden, you got the color commentator saying Brady's back. Show ponies. Where's the beef?
The first TD was pretty good too, because he had. I'm trying to think of what he said. He had this ridiculous line of like, you know, Gronk catches the touchdown. And he's like, oh, big boy, he's back.
At least he let Soshi finish the play-by-play call. Usually he kind of steps on his feet a little bit.
Yeah, unlike the poor unicorns and show ponies, where Bob couldn't even tell you what was
going
on.
Couldn't say anything. No, I know.
He had no, and poor guy's first year as a play-by-play man for an NFL team has no idea what's going on. He's got this guy losing his mind next to
him. Speaking of when everyone was, you know, thinking Tom Brady was out, I sent a very innocent but somewhat, you know, a little bit of a jab, tweet out on Sunday when Brady was like throwing his 5th touchdown. I said, remember when that reporter asked Coach Belichick if he was considering a quarterback change? Whatever. Someone replies and says, oh, that was so-and-so from wherever. I don't even know who the reporter is. Well,
was it Giardi? Might have been Mike Giardi at Comcast Sportsnet.
Yes, it was. Do you know him?
I know him. He's a good dude.
Well, him and I got into it.
No, as well you should. He's been, Andy, one of my hosts, has been calling him like Big Balls Giardi the last couple months.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he starts asking these like ridiculous, hard-hitting questions in the press conferences. And before this year, he would never ask any questions.
Really?
Yeah. So well, him and Andy get into it.
Yeah, we kind of got into it this weekend, and not on purpose. Like, I wasn't trying to go after him, but all I said, I'm going to get the original tweet. I'm going to pull it up real quick. Remember that time a reporter asked Bill Belichick if he was considering a QB change? Fun times. And then someone replied, that was at Mike Giardi. And then Giardi responds, only that's not what I asked. So I said, all right, well, then clarify. He said, well, I explained it 17 times. I'm all set now. To which I replied, well, it sounds like you need to explain it an 18th time because I'm still under the impression it's the worst question ever asked. And he didn't respond.
the worst question ever.
I like it. I like it. I like but media infighting.
He was like, oh, well, I mean, I'm not that guy that tries to go after people on Twitter. I didn't even mention him. Someone replied back saying, oh, that was Mike Giardi. I was like, all right, well, you know, that's great. I'm just trying to enjoy the game. I just think it was funny that Brady has 5 touchdowns and this maniac was asking Coach Belichick.
Mike,
who's...
Yeah, Mike's a big Jimmy G fan, so I think that might have to do it.
All right, well, that's fine, but yeah. The point is he did ask that question. So don't try to backtrack.
I hear you.
I mean, he said he clarified 17 times. Well, clarify 18 more times, 18 times, 19 times, 20 times. Otherwise, I'm still going to think you're that guy that asked that ridiculously absurd question.
Big boy's back! Big boy's back!
Protein bars for everybody. That's a good line. I don't like
the
show.
I just went and fetched. That was from the first touchdown of the day.
See, last year with the show ponies, the Where's the Beef, and the unicorns, our good friend Josh Deering explained to me that Zolak was challenged to get those phrases into
a broadcast. Yeah.
Right, into a broadcast.
Because he's a child, and he has to take every bet that's, you know, it's like
that's fine.
He plays truth or dare every day.
I'm kind of that way, too, so I'm okay with that. But my point
is... Big boy's back!
At least for the grunt call, I mean, that's protein bars and protein bars for everybody. What else did he say?
Said something like energy.
Yeah, energy, whatever. Big boy's back. Like, that's like a real color call.
It's just funny, though, because the guys... Zoe's the man, by the way, and I'm not picking on him. I'm laughing with him. But, like, Zoe is, like, 6 foot... 4 or 5 was an NFL quarterback and is still like a big dude.
Yeah.
And I just have these like, I can just picture like him and Gronk out at like a rave shirtless, just like going, just going absolutely bananas, just screaming these things at each other.
Well, that's what's great about him because it sounds like he does his call as he is.
Yes.
Like he's not on putting
on a show. He doesn't put on a a radio persona. Nope.
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly. I hate that.
Everything that you get with Zoe is who he is.
Right. And that's fine. That's why ponies in the unicorn.
Exactly.
That's why it's great.
I think this year he's getting a lot of respect this year. And it's just funny, his own radio station, he has a show 10 to 2 during the kind of midday shift there.
Yeah.
And his own radio station, his producers over there put together these pieces, and they're basically just Bob's, like, touchdown calls. And during some of these plays, like the Ninkovich, strip sack and then running in for a touchdown, he's reacting to the play, like, as it's happening. And, mm-hmm. and so Bob's just calling it, right, as is, describing, painting the picture, like, on your radio. And you can just hear Zoe in the background going, like, oh! Like he's like literally like living and dying with every bounce of the ball, but it sounds like he's you know whatting. So it's kind of funny. They make like a parody out of it.
Let's get him on the show, Kev.
I could probably make that happen.
Yeah, let's. I'll challenge him to a bet. He's got to say something, and I don't know. I'll think of something creative. Something funny.
But like, listen to this. Listen, let's see if you can hear him going like. Oh.
All right.
Step to the quarterback under pressure. Starts to run straight ahead. Wrapped up by Hightower. The ball's knocked loose. Ninkovich has him for 15. Rob's on his feet. Runs it off the tackle at the 10. Ninkovich into the end zone. Touchdown. Pitches.
It's like he's like, you know, achieving climax during this return for a touchdown.
Well, that's good. I like that kind of color commentator. Not like some of these phony guys. Like some guys out there that are just terrible. Just so like,
no,
like
Zoe's the man, and he's like he's the nicest guy, like one of the nicest guys you'd ever meet. And the, like you know, I go out when I travel, like I'll go out and grab a steak with him, like the night. But he's awesome. We just like having fun with him.
Good.
Because we went for years and years and years of having Gil and Gino, and now it's like it's been such a 30+ year stretch of them, and now it's just like a completely different vibe to the broadcast.
All right. So that was their call this weekend for Gronk's 3 touchdowns. Big game by Gronk. He's certainly back. Kev, what do you say we get into our waiver wire report for week 9?
Free agents, pickups, or waiver wire claims.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
The names may be different in your league, but the players are the same. The Fantasy Football Champs are here with the roster moves you should make this week.
All right, the week 9 waiver wire report is going to be a big one. Because remember, 6 teams are on a bye this weekend. The Bears, the Packers, the Falcons, the Lions. Who else is on a bye this weekend? Not the Rams. Oh, God, I should know this. The Bills and the Titans. So Falcons, Bills, Bears, Lions, Packers, Titans. So Packers, big impact. Lions, big impact. Bears, big impact. Falcons, Julio, maybe Roddy White. But still, the point is, a lot of guys are going to be not playing this week, right, Ant?
Yeah, a lot of NFC North. The whole NFC North virtually is on a bye week this week, so that's interesting, I guess, you know, if you're just looking at it from that kind of perspective. But a lot of
that's
fantasy
weird.
Players, yeah.
Everyone put the Vikings.
Yeah, I mean, the three high-powered offenses in the NFC North are all gone, so you're missing at least, you know, six wide receivers. You're missing at least a tight end. Three quarterbacks, definitely two. Like you said, Julio Jones, Roddy White. People are using Matt Ryan. You got Sammy Watkins that's not going to be available. So yeah, there's a lot of guys this week, a lot of high-powered players that you're going to have to replace in your lineup. So that's why we're here with this waiver wire report right now.
All right, so let's start off with quarterbacks. Carson Palmer looking hot as always when he's healthy, and Larry Fitz is breaking out some like 80-yard touchdown runs. And, of course, that last play of the game to John Brown certainly helping Carson Palmer's stats. He has a good matchup this weekend against the Cowboys. Alex Smith taking on the New York Jets this weekend, so maybe if you have an Aaron Rodgers bye week issue, Jay Cutler bye week issue, Alex Smith is probably out there on your waiver wire. I am not going near Mike Vick. I am not going near Zach Mettenberger, and I'm not really interested in Teddy Bridgewater. So if you have a bye week problem this week, it's Carson Palmer, it's Alex Smith, maybe Ryan Tannehill if he's out there, but please don't ask me about Mike Vick because I'll just call you a fool. It's not happening.
Yeah, exactly. 100% agreed. I don't want anything to do with those guys you mentioned, Michael Vick and Zach Mettenberger for sure. Teddy Bridgewater, I'm not 100% on board with him yet, but he does look semi-competent. He looks a lot better than Vick and Mettenberger. That's 100% true. So, like you said, Carson Palmer's a great name out there, and apparently Ben Roethlisberger's out there in a couple leagues too. So Ben Roethlisberger's another name not on our list necessarily because he's owned in a lot of leagues, but he's out there enough that, you know, maybe you can grab him too. So should be enough people out there that you can grab a quarterback that's competent that you can use and hopefully get another win when either Aaron Rodgers or Stafford's on a bye for you.
All right, running backs. Jonathan Stewart for the Carolina Panthers. He has that backfield all to himself the last couple of weeks. D'Angelo Williams may be coming back this weekend, but they have a great matchup against the New Orleans Saints. Bobby Rainey of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, I keep saying this, the Bucs have a really good rushing schedule, and Doug Martin's just not getting it done. So I like Bobby Rainey. I also like Charles Sims. The problem with Sims is he hasn't played yet this year. He's coming off that short-term IR designated to return. We don't know if he's going to be back week 9. It might be week 10. Theo Reddick of the Detroit Lions, they're on a bye this week. He's really just playing because Reggie Bush hasn't been in action. But if Bush continues to get hampered by that ankle injury, Theo Reddick is a guy that should be picked up in all formats. In PPR formats. Someone that should be picked up in all formats, Denard Robinson of the Jacksonville Jaguars. And back-to-back games with over 100 yards. You were on the Toby Gerhardt train earlier in the preseason because we knew the opportunity was there, which makes sense. Gerhardt wasn't getting it done. Now we see Denard Robinson taking on that starting role. He's getting it done. He looks explosive. He looks electrifying. He's got to be one of your top pickups this week.
Yeah, this is what I was expecting out of Toby Gerhardt when the season started. I was expecting just huge plays, big games, a lot of work for him. Didn't get it done. Denard Robinson, they tried Storm Jackson a few weeks ago. Denard Robinson last week came in, blew up. Again, you know, you're not 100% sure what you're getting from someone in just one game, but back-to-back 100-yard games, not getting a lot of carries. He's got a good yards per carry average out of those games. Denard Robinson is looking very legit, so if you're picking up a running back, he might be the first running back that you should be grabbing off the board this week.
All right, how about Jonas Gray of the New England Patriots? You know, that Pats backfield, always a sticky situation. We know Shane Vereen was splitting time with Stephen Ridley. Ridley goes down for the year. Everyone expects Brandon Bolden to be the guy. Bolden's not the guy. Everyone expects James White to be the guy. James White's not the guy. Jonas Gray comes in, looks great, 86 yards against the Bears, but who knows what happens against the Broncos. Coach Bill Belichick is not worried about your fantasy team. He's worrying about using the right guy for the scheme that they're using for that particular opponent. For that reason, I always, always, always am very cautious when it comes to the Patriots running backs. Now, Vereen does something totally different. He's a very, very good receiver out of the backfield. So he's in a separate category. But the other guys, White, Bolden, and Gray, they're all the guys that are running in between the tackles that are going to get maybe 10 carries a game. Jonas Gray got 17 carries last week. But other than Vereen, it's going to be a toss-up who that running back is for the Pats.
Yeah, you never know. Like you said, Bill Belichick, you never know what you're getting with him. Vereen is the guy. But behind him, it could be anybody. It could be Gray, it could be White, it could be Bolden. Like you said, we have no idea. So I like Jonas Gray. I like what I saw out of him last week. He got a little more action last week than he did week 7, which is good. If he gets another, 10 plus attempts at rushing this weekend, then I think he's someone that next week on the waiver wire you definitely are going to want to pick up. But
yeah,
I understand if people out there are leery about him right now. Don't invest heavily in him. I mean, if you're near the bottom of the waiver wire and all these other options are gone, I have no problem grabbing him. But if you're near the top, he shouldn't be one of your options this week.
All right, let's move over to wide receivers. Brandon LaFell, obviously a monster game for the Pats last week. LaFell was probably dropped in a lot of weeks after his monster game a couple weeks ago. He's a wide receiver 4. He's a wide receiver 5. You have him on your team when the matchup's good. Is the matchup good this weekend against the Broncos? I think it is because I'm expecting a lot of points.
Yeah, definitely going to be a high-scoring game. Definitely a good matchup. Denver, not a very good team at stopping quarterbacks and running and wide receivers. Yeah. So, yeah, Brandon LaFell should be in for another very good week this week as well. We just talked about the weather. Russell got on us for that. But you know what? It factors in. If you got 30 degrees and snow and wind coming in Foxborough, you can't really risk playing Brandon LaFell over maybe, another player who's got a little bit nicer of a weather. But Brandon LaFell, like you said, coming into his own, looking like a little more comfortable as the weeks go on with the Patriots. If he's still sitting on your waiver wire, definitely a great guy to pick up and just stash because you can use him throughout the year depending on his matchups.
I mentioned this next guy a couple weeks ago. I said reminds me of a mix between Brandon Marshall and Anquan Boldin. I think people laughed at me. But Allen Robinson of the Jacksonville Jaguars is getting it done. Back-to-back weeks of a touchdown, has 60 or more yards in 3 straight games. I don't care if it's coming in garbage time. I don't care if it's coming on the last play of the game. Allen Robinson is scoring points if you're in a PPR league. He's someone I'd be picking up. So is Martavis Bryant of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He kind of overtook Marcus Wheaton for that Steelers number 2 role on the other side of Antonio Brown. Bryant has back-to-back weeks of touchdowns as well.
Yeah, they needed someone to step up in Pittsburgh across from Antonio Brown. Martavis Bryant looking like that guy. So, yeah, he's definitely someone I'm interested in picking up in my league personally. Someone you should definitely look at. And same thing, Allen Robinson, you said it a few weeks ago. A little bit of Brandon Marshall in him, a little bit of Anquan Boldin. People might have laughed. No laughing anymore. And you know what? In fantasy football, there's no such thing as garbage time. All those points always count. So, if you can get a guy, like people laugh and say, oh, Allen Robinson, Jaguars, whatever. Well, if they're down 30 points, they're throwing the ball. So, especially in a PPR league, if he gets you 8 catches and 80 yards in garbage time, that's 16 points more than you were going to have anyway. So no such thing as garbage time in fantasy football.
Dante Moncrief, the rookie for the Indianapolis Colts, had a big game against the Steelers in Week 8. But as long as Reggie Wayne is out, I think it's going to be Moncrief, not Hakeem Nicks, who looks like he's done, is going to be the second target other than T.Y. Hilton for Andrew Luck. But when Reggie Wayne comes back, Moncrief will get less targets. Harry Douglas looks pretty good for the Atlanta Falcons. He was injured for some time. Just keep in mind that the Falcons have a bye this week. And then John Brown caught a big game-winning touchdown against the Philadelphia Eagles. This kid has some burners on him. Super fast, kind of reminds me of like a DeSean Jackson or someone with like tremendous speed. I forget who the broadcaster said that John Brown reminds him of, and I was like, what? Really? I forget who the heck it was.
He's fast. That's all I know. I mean, anybody who has that kind of speed is okay with me. He can get open, and he's making big plays. Another one of these rookie wide receivers, same thing with Dante Moncrief. They show up, maybe not as consistent as your Brandon Cooks or Kelvin Benjamins or Sammy Watkins, but these two gentlemen are also doing it. They're getting stuff done, not every week, but again, someone, you got a bench spot, you got a deep bench, pick these guys up, let them sit there. They can contribute at some point for you coming down the stretch.
I forget who the announcers of that game said that John Brown reminds me of, but they were like totally off on who they said. Like, I think they mentioned like a 6'6 guy. Like a 6'5", like, I was like, what? It makes no sense. Anyway, let's move over to tight ends. Maybe you're dealing with a Jordan Cameron issue. I want to go out and pick his backup, Jim Dre. I'm not concerned with him. I'm not even considering him. Tim Wright of the Patriots, 3 touchdowns in 4 games. Clay Harbor of the Jacksonville Jaguars is certainly a top target for that team. But Mercedes Lewis is coming back in a couple weeks. And then Austin Safarian Jenkins, the rookie, got into the end zone this past weekend. But the tight end spot, you know, guys like Kobe Fleener, Heath Miller, Jared Cook, those are the guys that are really your bye week replacements. The other guys are just someone that you're considering if you're in like a 14 or a really, really deep league with a big bench spots.
Yeah, and even though we got 6 teams on a bye this week, the tight end position is probably the position that's affected the least. I mean, yeah. Atlanta, Buffalo, Detroit, Green Bay, 4 teams out of 6, you're not touching their tight end throughout
right.
the season.
Good point.
Martellus Bennett is probably the only really every week starter that people are using out there for tight ends. It may be Delaney Walker off of Tennessee, but, you know, Martellus Bennett is the only guy you're really missing right now. So let's not get crazy about the tight end position. There's going to be someone out there for you to pick up, but not too much on the waiver wire going on with the tight end position this weekend, I don't think.
All right, so that was our Week 9 waiver wire report. You can check out the full article at ffchamps.com. The phone number, 855-728-7500. I promise we are going to get into your emails. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. And if you're listening to us on demand, you can always hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps, at Bill Enright, at the PPR Monster, at PatsRadio_Kev. We're answering Twitter questions around the clock as well. Let's jump to the phone line where Craig in Wisconsin is in a 12-team PPR league. Hello, Craig. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well, man. What do you got for us?
All right. So I'm in a 12-team PPR. I'm having some waiver wire trouble. My flex is pretty weak this week, so I'll give you my roster. So I have Matt Stafford on the bye, so I picked up Andy Dalton against Jacksonville. Then I have Jamal Charles, Justin Forsett, Steve Smith, Dez Bryant, Travis Kelce. But then I have Randall Cobb on a bye. I have Sammy Watkins on a bye. I have Ryan Matthews out. And then I have Reggie Bush on a bye. And
all right, so you got some bye week problems. We got it.
So pretty much I have Niall Davis or Jeremy Hill for my flex. I was wondering, should I play one of them or try to pick somebody up off the waiver wire? But they're like, Denard Robinson's already picked up. Gray's already picked up. There's not really much to go for on the waiver wire.
I like Jeremy Hill and I like Niall Davis. The reason why I like Hill this week is, one, he's playing against the Jaguars. Two, Giovanni Bernard's pretty banged up with a hip injury. So I think the Bengals will scale back what they give Bernard. Hill's a talented runner. They need to feature him more. And we saw Niall Davis score 2 touchdowns this weekend, or in week 8. One of them was on special teams. But he's another one. The Chiefs don't want to overwork Jamal Charles. So I'm fine with starting either one of those guys. I wouldn't go to the waiver wire when you have two options like that.
Okay, great. And then Keenan has ranked these guys in PPR for this week. Kelvin Benjamin, Reuben Randall, Keenan Allen, and Brandon LaFell.
I have Benjamin ranked 10, Reuben Randall ranked 24th, LaFell 26th. And Keenan Allen ranked, I don't know where he is.
Okay, so Benjamin. All right.
Where do I have Keenan Allen? Oh, 16th. Benjamin, 10th. Keenan Allen, 16th. Reuben Randall, and then LaFell.
All right, great. Thanks.
All right, you got it, buddy. What do you think of Keenan Allen? I know he was disappointing a lot of people lately, and then he had a monster game Thursday night against the Broncos. He's someone I like. He gets a lot of targets. I believe in the San Diego offense. If you're in a PPR league, I think you have to start. He's an every week starter for me.
Yeah, it's really hard to sit him. And like you said, he actually contributed this week, had his first touchdown of the year. So he's getting himself back on track. Look, I know Antonio Gates tends to be the guy they'd be getting in the end zone, but Keenan Allen is a first look for Phillip Rivers, you know, almost every time. So I do like Keenan Allen, and now that he got in the end zone, I think he's going to keep it going. Again, last year, same thing. Wasn't really doing a whole lot for almost the first half of the season. It took him a little while to break out, and then he had that huge second half. So don't be surprised if he does it again this year.
All right, what do you say we take a quick break, and then when we come back, it's all emails for the rest of the show, and we'll get into your waiver wire email questions at webradio@patriots.com. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs. More coming up after this.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more.
Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
I say 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit Patriots.com/the list to join today.
Anthony Grace and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Go.
All right, welcome back, Fantasy Football Champs. Patriots.com radio. About 20 minutes left in today's show, and we are going to hammer out everyone's emails. Waiver wire questions are going to be big in Week 9, so we're going to get to everyone. And if we don't get to you, or you have a line of question, you're listening to us on demand, you can always hit us up on Twitter, at Bill Enright, at the PPR Monster, at Patch Radio underscore Kev, at FF Champs. We're always helping people out via Twitter. But can I just give like a little bit of a caveat to that, like a disclaimer? So if the game starts at 1 o'clock, don't hit me up on Twitter at 12:59. If the game starts at 4 o'clock, don't hit me up at 3:58 asking me who to swap in or swap out at DraftKings. Because then you get upset at me, and I feel bad that I didn't get to help you, but like you're not giving me any chance. Like, that happened three times this weekend.
Yeah, you need to get it to us a little bit earlier than that. I mean, usually lineups lock 5 minutes before a game starts anyway. So, yeah, you got to get to us, you know, 12:30, 12:40 maybe. But, yeah, 5 minutes before the game, sorry. If we happen just to not catch it, then we look like, you know, stupid. But we're trying. We get to everybody that we can. If you don't get to us early enough, sorry, that's kind of on you.
All right, so the emails. Brian in Vermont says, hey, guys. I just want to give you a holler. I'm the Masters of the Universe writer in from last week. Thanks for the shout-out for the knowledge. He says, I'm actually not a fantasy anything player. Just enjoy listening to your show and chime in with some ridiculous and usually useless knowledge that otherwise would go unused. So Brian doesn't even play fantasy, but yet listens to our show. I don't know how to take that. Either, one, he is just delusional and thinks our show is funnier than it really is, Or two, he does like to just chime in with some useless knowledge.
That's okay. You know what, Brian? Keep listening. Keep chiming in. We do some silly stuff on this show. We'll get into some stupid debates. We'll talk about some crazy 80s movies. Whatever.
And
all
he'll
good.
Be there for us.
We love it, Brian. So keep listening. Keep emailing in with some crazy stuff. That's what we like to hear. You know, if we're not talking about fantasy, we want to hear something kind of crazy and wild. So keep listening, Brian. We love it.
Here's the least context question of the day, award winner. Adrian writes in, how long should I wait on Doug Martin? This man has been a huge disappointment this season. What should I do? Well, here's a starter. Write a little bit more detail in your email.
You know what? But let me say something about this. I own Doug Martin personally, and I am totally fed up with him. He's the new Toby Gerhart for me, I guess you could say. I've been waiting on him to turn it around. He's had opportunities. He's had nice matchups and still hasn't been able to do anything. So I'm looking to dump Doug Martin this weekend and or this week on the waiver and hopefully pick up someone like a Martavius Bryant or someone that at least has some upside. Maybe he can contribute in some way or fashion at some point for me for the season. Doug Martin's not going to do it, so yeah, I'm dumping him this week. I'm done with Doug Martin.
Adrian, feel free to just, you know, send us back some of your waiver options because we don't know who's out there in your league. We'll help you pick up somebody if you want to get rid of Doug Martin. Leon writes in, below is my current lineup. Should I target a running back or defense? Here's who's available. Carson Palmer, Doug Martin, Trey Mason. No, LeSean McCoy can't be available. This is his roster.
Oh, that's his roster, yeah.
Should I drop Eric Decker for a defense or a running back? And we don't know.
No.
We don't know who is available. Doug Martin, defense or running back, we don't know what defense or running back he'd be picking up. Do we?
Yeah, we don't. But, I mean, Eric Decker for a defense at this point, I wouldn't do it, especially if this is a PPR league. You got Buffalo, your only defense. I'm okay dropping them. I'm okay dropping Heath Miller off your bench. I'm okay dropping Charles Sims off your bench or Doug Martin. So you got three or four guys you can drop, and you're going to be okay if you do that. But, you know, we can't really go more into more detail because we don't know enough about the waiver wire.
You're a lot nicer than me, Anthony, because I was just prepared to go to the next question, but you at least give some analysis.
I try to spread, you know, a little bit of knowledge and love everywhere I can, so that's what I'm working on, Bill. It's
yeah,
right.
I'm the opposite of that. Next email is from who? It's from James. Delanie Walker's on a bye this week. Who should he pick up as a tight end replacement? Colby Fleener, Jared Cook, Charles Clay, Timmy Wright, Jermaine Gresham. Mm-hmm. I think it's Gresham and Fleener. Jared Cook's a third for me.
Fleener was my first thought. You got that Monday night juice coming up with him.
Yeah.
You got he still gets his looks. He still gets his touches, even with Dwayne Allen being there. Yep. And no Reggie Wayne definitely helps the tight end situation in Indy. So Colby Fleener would be my first pickup. Other than that, you're really just taking a gamble on one of these guys, hopefully getting into the end zone. And if that's your option, I think Tim Wright's probably the best guy to maybe get into the end zone. But outside of Colby Fleener, it's really a toss-up between all those other guys as maybe scoring a touchdown for you.
Big shooter in the house with a waiver wire question. He needs a ad drop wide receiver for this week. His team consists of 12-team non-PPR league. Is he trying to tell us that Keenan Allen's available? Ruben Randall's available? Brandon Cooks is available? I guess so. He's listing all these wide receivers here. He has Demaryius Thomas, Randall Cobb, Brandon Marshall. Gates is his tight end. He has Geo, Monte Ball, Jeremy Hill. He has all three Rams running backs. Then he has Kaepernick and Eli Manning. It's a 12-team league. Boy, his wide receivers and Gates are really saving him.
Yeah, they really are. And looking, if these guys listed, Keenan Allen, Brandon Cooks, Ruben Randall, if these are guys available on your waiver wire right now, I'm dropping Eli Manning. I'm dropping Zach Stacy.
Yeah.
And non-PPR, I'm dropping Benny Cunningham, and I'm picking up Keenan Allen, Brandon Cooks, you know, Odell Beckham Jr., three of these guys, I'm just picking up and stashing because I think that's your best bet right now.
Well, let's just, since he has Monte Ball and that's been killing him, let's just leave one of the Rams running backs. So which one do you like out of Mason, Cunningham, and Stacy?
I'm hanging on to Trey Mason. I'm okay dropping Stacy and Cunningham in the non-PPR, but Trey Mason's the guy I'm hanging on to.
All right, so drop Cunningham, drop Stacy. You're dropping Eli Manning too?
I mean,
his other quarterback's Kaepernick. I think they're the same.
They are. I guess Kaepernick has a little bit higher of a ceiling. It's really close, but if I'm hanging on to one of the two, it's going to be Kaepernick. But again, maybe there's a Big Ben or someone floating around on the waiver. If Keenan Allen and Brandon Cooks are on your waiver wire, you can't tell me there's not a quarterback better than Eli Manning or Colin Kaepernick out there for you to play
with. Yeah, that's surprising. That's very surprising.
I'm confused. I'm just so confused by all these guys on this waiver wire. Like, I can't – my head's going to explode because I can't fathom these kinds of guys being on a waiver wire right now.
Keenan Allen, Brandon Cooks, Ruben Randall are our top three, right?
100%.
Okay. The next one is from Mike. Mike W. Hey, guys, I have some bye week issues this week. Cutler, Megatron, Joik Bell, and Julio, as well as Brian Quick out with an injury. Who should he pick up at quarterback and wide receiver two? Brian Hoyer, Andy Dalton, or Ryan Fitzpatrick? Ooh, that's rough.
Yeah, you know, Andy Dalton against the Jaguars. If AJ Green comes back, I would pick up Andy Dalton. If for some reason he doesn't, I would take my chance on Fitzpatrick just because the Eagles can't stop the pass. And you just saw what Carson Palmer did to him. You see what everybody does to him. I mean, Kirk Cousins actually looked good against the Eagles, and then he got benched. So if you're playing against the Eagles, that's an option. But if AJ Green comes back, it's got to be Andy Dalton off of this list.
All right, for his wide receiver now, Allen Robinson, Andrew Hawkins, or Odell Beckham Jr. Remember, it's a full-point PPR league.
We both love Allen Robinson right now, getting all those quote-unquote garbage time points. But, yeah, Allen Robinson would be the first guy off this list for me, and I'd probably go with Odell Beckham right behind him, pretty close at number two.
I'm with you there. Next email is our good friend Andrew from Cali, who always has always wins the award for best email of the day because it's so short and simple.
Yes.
Hey, guys, what TE should I target this week for waivers? PPR, Jermaine Gresham, Clay Harbor, or Jared Cook? Three guys available. Gresham, Harbor, Cook. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not Clay Harbor. It's Charles Clay and then Clay Harbor.
Oh, or Harbor. That was confusing. All right, you know what? Man, you got a couple options out there that are all kind of same thing in that same... in that same basket, but a PPR league.
I'm going to go with Gresham, just because of PPR.
I think Gresham is the first choice you should look at. If you get scooped up, I would put Clay Harbor as my number two out of the guys listed.
The next email is from Dan, clawing my way back up at 3-5, touchdown-only league. That's the key here. Only two available wide receivers, Calvin and Alshon, on a bye this week. He's going to drop Austin Davis and Jordan Cameron. Oh, he can only pick up one. So he's going to drop Austin Davis or Jordan Cameron. You can drop either one. And then he's going to pick up Travis Kelce, Ruben Randall, Mo Sanu, Terrence West, Lorenzo Taliaferro. Only have two available wide receivers with Calvin. I think he should go with Mohamed Sanu, don't you think?
Yeah, only two wide receivers. That's a really hairy situation to be in. Mohamed Sanu was the first guy that popped out to me. Terrence West is a definite no. Taliaferro in Pittsburgh, those games are usually low scoring, so I don't want to touch him this week. Mohamed Sanu, out of the two wide receivers listed, would be the first guy I would go after. And after that, I would guess Travis Kelce. If you're a TD-only league, I feel like Sanu and Kelce, probably the two guys that have the best chance to get in the end zone this weekend.
All right, next email is from Rick in Houston. Should I drop Bernard Pierce and try to pick up the rookie, Lorenzo Taliaferro? What do you think about Pierce and the running back situation for the Baltimore Ravens?
Yeah, I'm definitely okay dropping Pierce for Taliaferro. Taliaferro was a guy, watching preseason, I was really into. I was hoping they were going to be able to work him in. Figured it wasn't going to happen. He was more of a dynasty league pickup because of Ray Rice, but, you know, everything went down. So Taliaferro, definitely fantasy relevant in flex position, especially weeks where you got six teams on a bye. This week, like I said, against Pittsburgh, usually they're low-scoring games. I'm not a huge fan of them this week, but going forward, I would rather have Taliaferro than Bernard Pierce on my team.
Totally agree with you. Rick, second question. What is up with Brandon Marshall? Is Jay Cutler to blame?
It's an awkward situation in Chicago. I can't say Jay Cutler is to blame because Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall before this year have never had an issue with their chemistry at
right.
all. From Denver to Chicago, they, you know, a couple years apart, and then first year they get together again, they're perfectly fine. So I don't know what's going on. And it's not just Brandon Marshall and Jay Cutler. I mean, Chicago can't win a game at home to save their lives.
Yep.
They just don't. They're a great offense, but they're just not playing it like it right now. I don't know what it's going to take to turn it around, but maybe Jay Cutler isn't the quarterback they need there. Maybe if they had someone a little better, they'd have a better chance, but that Chicago locker room is just a question mark right now in general.
His last three seasons, Brandon Marshall has never finished with less than 1,200 yards, and he's never finished with less than 80 catches his last 3 years, okay? Jeez. Now, this year, he's on pace for 68 catches, 768 yards.
Ugh.
I have to believe that he is going to come out after this bye week with the Packers, the Vikings, the Bucks, the Detroit Lions, the Dallas Cowboys, the New Orleans Saints, and the Detroit Lions again in Week 16, all teams that are going to have to score a lot of points if they want to keep up with them, with the Packers, the Lions twice, the Saints and the Cowboys, and then you throw in bad defenses with the Vikings and the Bucks. I have to believe that Brandon Marshall is going to be, if there's an award for second-half player of the year, it might be him.
Yeah, he's got a real good chance with that schedule you just rattled off to do a lot of damage fantasy-wise, so 100% agree. There's going to be a lot of high-scoring games Chicago's going to be involved in. There's a couple defenses you just mentioned that are very iffy, and Chicago should have no problem taking care of on the offensive front. So it's weird because Matt Forte seems to be having the best year of his career right now. I mean, every year this guy, the last 3 years, just seems to be getting a little bit better each year. I don't know what else they can do as far as the passing game. Alshon Jeffrey's not looking the same either, so, you know, maybe it is Jay Cutler, because Alshon Jeffrey's not looking like he did last year either.
Brian in Vermont, who's not a fantasy player but believes that the FF champs are his kind of people, chimes in. And regarding to Mr. Zolak, the play-by-play guy for the New England, or the color commentator for the New England Patriots, I've said this. Brian writes, I've said this a number of times, and nobody reads the email. But I think the FF champs are my kind of people, so here it goes. Whenever Zolak starts doing that, you know, the stuff that Kevin was playing before. Kevin, you got any of the audio?
I have the Zolak stuff, but I don't have the stuff we played before because I had to play it off the computer.
All right, that's fine. But everyone remembers. Whenever Zolak starts doing that, you know, the protein bars, the show bars.
Brady's back!
Yeah, there you go. I'm immediately transported to the Chris Farley having a heart attack in the Bears Superfan skit in Saturday Night Live. It makes him laugh so hard.
Where's the beef?
That's a baker's dozen there, Bob.
That there makes a baker's dozen. There's a Polish sausage lodged right here.
Where's the beef?
You do a good impression. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, I love it. Brian, please keep listening. We love you, buddy.
Not even a fantasy guy, but just likes our sense of humor, apparently.
That's all that matters. We're funny guys.
Joey Garcia writes in, thanks, Bill and Anthony, as I love the show and FF Champs and thankful for your help. I'm in going 7-1.
You?
Is anyone worth... Oh, so he has the fourth waiver position, and he doesn't know if he should use it on someone like Matt Asiata, Juwan Thompson. I don't know what Bush he's talking about. If it's Reggie Bush, you got to hop on that.
Yeah.
Torrey Smith, Mike Evans, Andre Holmes, Brandon LaFell, Allen Robinson, Big Ben. I don't really know what he's asking here.
Anyone worth using the number four priority on? I guess basically it seems like he's in a league where if you use your waiver priority, you drop to the bottom. So he's probably trying to float his way to the top.
Yeah.
If that's the case and you're number four, I'm not using that on one of these quarterbacks. You got two good quarterbacks.
Yeah.
If it Reggie
Bush is on a bye.
Yeah. I mean, even though he's on a bye, if this is Reggie Bush, I think you got to scoop him up right now. You don't want him to go to somebody else when you have a chance to have someone who starts off the season as a starter, and he's still going to be playing when he's back from injury. So if it's Reggie Bush, I'm definitely using this waiver priority on him. If not, I'm okay waiting till waivers to pick up either maybe a Dwayne Bowe or an Allen Robinson for this week. I mean, Dwayne Bowe's got a great matchup this weekend.
Yeah.
So one of the two or three games he might actually show up for this year. So Dwayne Bowe, nice guy to pick up off the waiver, I think, if you can. But I'm not using my number four priority on Dwayne Bowe.
Ross writes in for a starter sit question. I'm in a good mood, so we'll do that, even though we usually wait until Thursday. But it's an easy one. Reuben Randle or I guess it's Michael Floyd, not Malcolm Floyd.
Yeah, I got to stick with Michael Floyd if that is Michael Floyd from Arizona.
I'm sticking there too.
If it's Malcolm Floyd, I'm going to go Reuben Randle. But yeah, Michael Floyd, I figured we're going to get a lot of these questions this week just because he had such a crappy game. Nothing, 0 points. So he's going to be okay. He's still the number one target there. Larry Fitzgerald had such an unbelievably great game that was out of his realm of games, you know, of the last 2-3 years. So I'll have some Larry Fitzgerald facts on Thursday because he's going to be one of my sits. I'm going to start him, sit him this week.
Oh, I got to talk to you about that. Remind me. Just text me after the show.
Okay.
Nothing bad. I just have to. That brought up a good point. I want to say something about that. Kat in Chicago writes in, thanks so much. I love the FF Champs website. Keep up the good work. Here are my options on the waiver wire. If you can only pick up one of these guys, who would it be? All right, so she got a lot of running backs here. Lorenzo Taliaferro, Anton Smith, Bobby Rainey, Roy Helu, Jonathan Stewart, Alfred Blue, Juwan Thompson, Monte Ball. A couple names pop out. Taliaferro and Jonathan Stewart with Roy Helu as the third guy. To me, it's between Taliaferro and Stewart, only because they're guys getting the ball on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I think Jonathan Stewart was the first name that popped out on me on this list, mainly because he's going to be taking on a nice defense this week, even though it's a Thursday. Totally okay. No problem. But Jonathan Stewart, first name to pop out. Even if D'Angelo Williams comes back, he's still going to get his touches. So yeah. Jonathan Stewart would be the first name I would pick up. If for some reason Doug Martin isn't playing, Bobby Rainey seems to still be getting his touches down there. And once Lovie Smith gets fed up enough with Doug Martin, we see what Bobby Rainey can do with a full workload. So he's another guy I'd keep an eye on. But if I'm picking somebody up today, it's Jonathan Stewart first, Taliaferro second, and I would just not worry about anybody else right now.
And then she has a defensive question. Who would you like moving forward, Eagles or Philly? Eagles or the 49ers? They're like neck and neck for me.
They are. 49ers are going to get a lot of starters back towards the end of the year,
yeah.
So that's a plus. But the Eagles are finding ways to get the ball in the end zone on their defense, and that's always a plus, but it could be trailing off. So the rest of the year, like you said, it's neck and neck. Personally, I'm okay, and I would pick up the 49ers just because they're getting healthier as the season goes on, as Philly's just still, neutral.
The last question of the day is from Mario. Drop Joik Bell for Brandon LaFell or Allen Robinson?
No.
No, not doing that?
I'm not doing that.
I don't know what his running back situation is.
That's the other thing I was going to say. I don't know what your running back, wide receiver situation is, and I don't know what kind of league you're in. If you're in a PPR league,
right.
I'm still holding on to Joik Bell just because we know how fragile Reggie Bush can be. And
yep.
When Joik gets his touches, he looks pretty good. Man. Brandon LaFell and Allen Robinson are two very good players, too. So it's like, if it happened, I'm not going to kill you for it. But personally, with how thin running back is this year, it's hard to drop someone like Joik Bell, who you know can be consistent if he's playing.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And then his second question is Jordan Cameron. Drop Jordan Cameron and keep Zach Ertz for the rest of the season. I'm okay with that because we expect Cameron to be out for a couple weeks.
Yeah, and drop Jordan Cameron and pick up LaFell or Robinson right there. Then you at least get one of those guys. You still have a tight end. You still got Joik Bell. Win, win, win.
No. Oh, you're saying drop. Oh, you think he has Zach Ertz.
Well, that's what it seems like from this.
Yeah, it does seem like the way you worded that.
So if that's the case, if you got Cameron and Ertz, keep Ertz, yeah. keep Bell, drop Cameron, pick up one of those two wide receivers.
That's a good idea. I'll tell you, you're a very progressive thinker.
That's what I do. I can't help it.
How did we do in the pigskin pick'em this week?
How did we do in the pigskin pick'em? Well, let me tell you something, Bill. Some of us are good at this, and some of us aren't. And I'm the one who's not, apparently. Myself and Kevin both went 1-2. You went 2-1. We all got burned by the Dallas Cowboys in overtime this weekend.
Those stinking Cowboys.
We all had the Denver Broncos, and you took the New Orleans Saints at home.
Yeah.
So, you know what? That Saints-Packers game looked real good in the first half. I was really enjoying it, and then I was kind of like, all right, well, this is going south quick in the pick'em situation.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, you know what? But, you know, it's a lot of fun to do. People haven't complained about it yet, so that either means they don't hate it, but it's a good time. I like making the picks. Thank God I'm not working for Vegas, because I'd be fired real quick.
I want to thank Mike Levin for coming on today. He was the Week 8 Millionaire winner from DraftKings contest. Mikey Million is his new nickname.
Mikey Millions.
What a new nickname.
Love it.
What a nickname that is.
Yeah, definitely welcome back anytime, Mike.
Yeah, for sure. Great job today by Kevin Collins. Thanks to all the people that called in. Thanks to all the people that emailed in. For Anthony Grace, Kevin Collins, I'm Bill Enright. Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs. We'll be back on Thursday, 4 o'clock live on Patriots.com radio.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.